Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, November 1st. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network headquarters in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, have you seen Re-Soul June? I didn't sneeze. Don't know who that is? Well, you're not alone. It's Kim Jong-un's wife. They've been married since 2009, and she has gone missing. Missing since March. Nobody has seen her. No one knows where she is. She's apparently a very pretty lady. But rumors are swirling. Did she fall out of favor with Kim Jong-un or possibly his sister, who apparently is not a whole lot better than he is? Her name is Kim Yo-jong, and apparently she has some kind of temper. Well, don't think you'll see her face on any milk cartons here in the near future, but we'll keep an eye out for her. Let's get to today's headlines first. As Hillary Clinton continues to downplay the significance of the FBI reopening its investigation into her mishandling of classified documents, other legal troubles may be mounting. We'll tell you about seven potential criminal charges she may face, regardless of whether or not she wins the election. Also, Ohio Governor John Kasich has cast his ballot already. However, he didn't vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. We'll tell you who he did vote for, and we'll also do an audit of all the former Republican challengers to see if they are making good on their pledge. And as we enter the final full week of the campaign, it may be time for us to see all of Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails. One hacker says he knows exactly where they are. All that plus, we have some new state polls to go over. We also have some hot off the presses national polls to discuss that will take into consideration Comey's announcement on Friday. And we'll take a good hard look at the electoral map to see which states might actually play a huge role 7 days from now. But let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It's one of those weeks, guys. Every 5 minutes, something new is breaking. We're going to have our finger on the pulse just in case something happens during this show, but we have a lot to get to regardless. In the meantime, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. You can read all the new articles there. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can also contact us there. There's a nice little neat contact page and some new rants just updated. So check that out and follow me on Facebook if you get the chance. Or Twitter. Don't follow me on Facebook. Well, I guess you can if you want. But Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. Or you can check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Rhino Report. We'll be back in just a minute. Hang tight, guys.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 in 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between November 1st and 20th to get a 20% discount off your holiday order plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code HOLIDAY.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed now, Monday to Friday, as well as streamingtalkradio.com, and at night, the replay at 12 o'clock at midnight Eastern Time on klrnradio.com, and you can check out the old shows. The old shows are getting a lot of attention. I think as we draw a little bit closer here, you know, we sort of see that ebb and flow that news media sees. I mean, they see it on a much grander scale, of course. But you'll see that there's definitely an ebb and flow to when, how, and where people consume their media. During the primaries, we were getting big numbers for this show. And then in the summer, it drops off a little bit. People are on vacation, kids in camp, you know, the whole thing. And then it has started to ratchet up since September, really the middle of September. And then this last week, we've had just an explosion of downloads, whether it was iTunes or TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. People are getting interested, and everyone's in search for that new information. It seems like every 5 minutes, something is changing. Whether it's a leak from the FBI or if it's something new in the news cycle, and especially right now, here we are, 1 week away from changing the direction of this country. It's regardless. Donald Trump is the change candidate. But Hillary Clinton will change things. It's going to be Obama on steroids, if it's Hillary Clinton. At least with Obama, you didn't have the feeling that the White House was up for sale. We knew that there was all this corruption and big money and all that stuff in Congress and no term limits, and they run ruckshaw. But you never got the feeling, while Barack Obama is an ideologue, you never got the feeling that he would sell the White House. Well, that could happen. 7 days from now, that could happen. And right now, it's not looking good for Hillary. The tide is going out on her. And this has been a very much an ebb and flow type of year. And most of them are. You know, we say things like that like it's something new. Like we haven't had to say that same thing 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago. It's very much the same. It's very rare you come across an election where it's a landslide one way or the other. You know, people go back to 84 Reagan, maybe they go back to Nixon, but it doesn't happen that often. Generally, there is this back and forth, the polls tighten up, and at the end of the day, we go over and we see which ones were the best. And no one's going to be judged on what they were saying in the first week of September. They're going to be judged on what their best poll was, their number was, the day before, or in some cases, the day of the election. But there are people out there who say this is getting very stressful for them. Stressful. See, me, someone like me, I find this stuff really exciting. It's kind of like the lead up to Game 7 in the World Series, or the Stanley Cup if you're a hockey fan. You know, there's all this pomp and circumstance and back and forth and trash talking on both sides, and media over here is siding with one team, and media over there is siding with another team. Well, that's kind of what this is. I'm not anxious about it. I'm not nervous about it. I'm just ready for it. And we've had to ready ourselves for quite some time now. Ever since, let's call it late May, middle of May, when we knew Donald Trump was going to be the nominee on the Republican side. At this point in time, back in late May, if we hop in our time machine, Hillary Clinton was still battling it out with Bernie Sanders. And then, as we learned 2 months later, Bernie Sanders may have actually won, had the cards been dealt out fairly, which they weren't, which cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her job. Subsequently enough, the new DNC interim chairwoman, or whatever you want to call her, she may lose her job too. But we had to prepare ourselves for the possibility of Donald Trump losing. And now, there are those out there who will tell you, if it were Jeb Bush, if it were Ted Cruz, if it were Marco Rubio, we wouldn't be in this position. And that's a bunch of malarkey. Of course we would be. Hillary Clinton has her standbys. She has people that no matter what she does, no matter what she says, no matter what she did, no matter what her husband does or her top aide does, it won't matter. It just won't. And especially when she has the backing of the entire Democrat Party. They just cannot wait to line up behind her. Now, we may see some stuff here in the next 48 to 72 hours. Some of it may be funny, some of it may be sick, some of it may be revealing, but all of it will have an impact on November 8th, 7 days away. Whether it's against Hillary or if it's against Donald, it's going to have an impact, and we're going to have to absorb it. And some of you who are out there, the 4%, it's about 4% right now that are undecided. And that's about where the margin of error is in the polls and about how far these candidates are divided. It could be a landslide in either direction, or it could be down to the wire. Every single option right now is on the table. I can't tell you. I look at polls every day. We talk about polls almost every day on this show, and I have no idea who's going to win. I know who I want to win. I know who should win. But I have no idea. But there are people who are nervous about this. In fact, they're going to psychiatrists, and they're saying they can't sleep, and they have these underlying conditions where just thinking about Donald Trump brings them back to some bad experience in life. And listen, they're all over. You see a lot of them out west. That's where most of these people reside, who can't handle the day-to-day. And I'm talking about around the L.A. area. Maybe up towards Seattle, that whole area. People are very, very good up there. Lives just cannot, they can't handle the fact that something might not go their way. See, most of us, we got to roll with the punches. If Donald Trump wins, we still have to make sure he makes good on his promises. This is not over. Like I said a few weeks, I think it was last week, forget the wedding. It's about the marriage. November 8th is just the wedding day. Then we have to decide what we can do to make sure either A, Donald Trump follows through on what he has said he's going to do, and he has put forth quite a robust plan that may be hard to do. Or B, we have to worry about how we keep our liberties. How we defend this country against somebody who will put it up for sale. There is no question about that. She has done it in the past. It's called past practice. And every single piece of WikiLeaks we see, or Wiener leaks, or whatever we're seeing over the last 48, 72 hours, going forward into the next 48 or 72 hours, it's all damning for Hillary Clinton, and it's never good. There's nothing there that you can hang your hat on and say, well, if she's elected, at least blah. At least blah. No, there's nothing there. There's nothing. So we're going to fight like hell until November 8th. But then after that, we have to fight like we never fought before. And that's going to be the most important part about this. When we come back, we'll go over some new polls. We'll talk about some legal troubles that may be marring Hillary Clinton for a little while after November 8th. And what is WikiLeaks? What are they up to? And what's one of their main hackers saying? We'll be back. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you.
Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to the Rhino Report this Tuesday afternoon. 7 days, T-minus 7 days, and this electionitis, the Trump effect, election fever, it's getting to people. They gotta see psychiatrists. They can't handle it. I see articles about this all the time. I mean, there's one in Yahoo News today, and they have a bunch of these psychiatrists saying how their patients are so, they're perturbed, and you know, they're scared for their safety, and they're saying they're going to move to Canada. One guy says he has a patient that is terminally ill, and the patient told him, thank God I'm dying. Like, what is this? What is this? You know, and they blame Donald Trump's rhetoric. They say he comes out June 16th of 2015, and all he can bring is this doom and gloom to the entire thing. Well, do you think things are going okay now? Or maybe... maybe it's time we hear the truth. There's probably 2% of the population in this country out there right now that are better off than they were 8 years ago. And those 2% either work for the Clintons or hold public office. That's it. There are very, very few people who are better off now. And when Donald Trump says, you know what, Mexico, they sent us their rapists and their criminals, he's not wrong. Yes, there are others as well, but he's not lying in that statement. And Mexico makes it very, very easy. They practically put in a highway, a pedestrian highway, to get people out of Central America into this country. And the Border Patrol is saying we are seeing record numbers. They're filled to the brim. They can't take anybody else in of the people they're catching and then really having to release. As long as they say they know somebody here, and oh, I swear, I'll go to court, they release them. Off you go. Here's your voter registration. Donald Trump isn't lying. this stuff, what's going on right now, is not good. Healthcare premiums are out of control. Out of control. Arizona, 116% increase. You know, you were supposed to save $2,500 a year on your health care under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. But now people are paying over $4,000 more than they were paying before. That's a $6,000 swing, almost seven. Unacceptable. There are terrorist attacks around the globe and in this country. Remember 2001 when 9/11 happened? It was like, oh my God, this doesn't happen here. This is terrible. And yes, it was absolutely terrible. And being that close to it, I feel the impact of it every single day. But it happens more often, whether it's the Pulse nightclub, whether it's San Bernardino, whether it's some Yahoo in a mall in Washington, or someone in Moore, Oklahoma trying to behead a coworker. This stuff has become commonplace. I'm not ready to get used to that. I like what we had. And they say, oh, well, when Donald Trump says make America great again, he means going back to slavery. He does not mean that. That's a Democrat talking point that I'm sick of hearing. He means back when we were safe, back when we were prosperous. You know, if anyone remembers the 1990s, let me tell you how that went. In 1992, Bill Clinton wins the White House. He beats George H.W. Bush, which Bush was supposed to win that election up until the last week. Guess where we are now? Bill Clinton wins. For the next 8 years, this country is mired in scandal. Travelgate, Whitewater, Cattle Futures, Monica Lewinsky, Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey. Scandal after scandal after scandal. That is what you get with the Clintons. It's not their turn. It's our turn. And what's going to happen is if we don't come together and we don't realize that putting a criminal in the White House is not a good thing, it's going to be all over again. And everybody forgets, because of all the scandals that happened during the 90s, everybody forgets the economy fell out of the bottom fell out of it when Bill Clinton left office. And early on in this election, what does Hillary say? She's going to put her husband in charge of the economy. Well, that didn't work out so well. There was this thing called the tech bubble. Didn't work out for a lot of people. That's what you get with the Clintons. When Donald Trump, he's not talking about going back to the 1840s. He's talking about the 80s, the 70s. He's talking about times when people could own a home, when people could advance in their jobs, when they didn't have to wait 8 years to get a raise, when they didn't have to take out interest-only loans just to have the banks foreclose on them 10 years later because they couldn't get a raise, when school was affordable, when you could get a loan, a small business loan, when businesses weren't paying 40% tax rates, and you could grow your company. That's when America was great. Under Hillary Clinton, America will never be great again. Never. Because it might not even be a country. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228. What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. You can check out all the old episodes of the show on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. Lots of places to find them. Or, if you want to surf the web, you can go to rhinoreport.com. They're all there. A whole bunch of them are right there. Now, I love watching Hillary sort of play the victim card. Love seeing that, because it's totally, it's crazy when she does it. And she says, you know, we have to have the FBI release these documents. You know, for the longest time, she wanted us to see nothing. Nothing. In fact, they went to such lengths as to delete these emails while under congressional subpoena, and then not only delete them, but use a product called BleachBit to scrub them clean. That's how much she didn't want us to see them. Now, all of a sudden, now we want transparency? Yeah, too little, too late there. They know the FBI is not going to release them. They know it. And they say that James Comey was acting outside of what he should have been doing, trying to influence the election. No, he's just making good on a promise he made to Congress in September. When he said, if we have any updates here, I'll let you know. And guess what he did? He let you know. That's what the letter was. Hey, there's some more stuff here. We're going to keep looking into it. You know, now we know it's on Anthony Weiner and Uma Danger on her computer. She has no idea how they got there, right? That's going to be the story. I don't know. I guess it automatically backed up or something. And then there's the FBI going to say, oh, well, no intent. She didn't mean it, right? That's what we heard the first time. No intent. Not sure if she's going to skate this one. I don't know. Uma might not. Hillary, you know, the Clintons are constantly on the verge of freedom and incarceration. Always on that verge. So Hillary may skate this one, but who knows? But you know what? She has nobody to blame for any of this but herself. This all started with a private server in her basement. That's where it all started. She has nobody to blame. She wants to blame Comey. She wants to blame the Russians. She wants to blame Donald Trump. She wants to blame WikiLeaks. She wants to blame everybody. Take some accountability. Have some accountability. And this goes back decades. Decades with the progressive and liberal left. They hate accountability. It's not in their vernacular. They don't know how to do it. They have no compassion and no accountability. And it shows right here. Blame everybody else for something you did wrong. Is anybody else sick of this yet? It's like their battle cry. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Like that old, Shaggy song? It wasn't me. That's what it's like with these people. It's crazy. She's starting to see it in the polls, though. The undecideds are starting to say, you know what? Enough is enough. Now, are there enough undecideds in enough states, like swing states or states Trump needs? Who knows? Nobody knows. All the polls, it doesn't matter. Nobody knows. We'll find out a week from now. But whether or not she gets elected, she's still facing a myriad of problems. She got a whole bunch. Perjury, right? She perjured herself saying, oh, I handed over all of my work-related emails. Handed them all over. Wrong. Wrong. Obstruction of justice. She held back documents. Sounds like obstruction to me. Bribery. Having people trying to bribe the FBI. Sounds like an issue. All the pay-for-play stuff we're seeing. And I'm sure the FBI is all over this. We learned the other day there's 5 field offices looking into the pay-for-play with the Clinton Foundation. Illegal use of a nonprofit. Heck, Chelsea Clinton, even in 2011, commissioned a study, someone to come in and say, someone to just do an audit of the foundation to see how they were operating. And it was an independent study by a law firm. And they found the Clinton Foundation does nothing right. They don't have enough board members. They don't have enough meetings. They don't take proper notes. There's nobody on the board that has any nonprofit experience. And now you have people like Newt and Rudy, Mayor Rudy, saying this could be a RICO, racketeering. The Clinton Foundation operates like organized crime, and I believe that. Rudy even said a couple days ago, he said if the Clintons had an Italian last name, they would have been prosecuted years ago. And I believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that. There's fraud up the wazoo. Look at their tax filings. They file one thing with the state of New York, and they file a separate thing with the IRS. And then when they get caught, they go, oh, it's just an error. We'll fix it. Would the IRS give you that luxury of fixing your error? No, it would never happen. Not in a million years. This is a two-tier justice system, is what this is going to happen. Hillary Clinton and the elites, the political elites, and those who donate, of course, will be up here. The rest of us schleps will be down here. We'll be the ones that they got to keep an eye on. Because you can't let us get out of hand, because we might just take back our government. If you're okay with a two-tier justice system, by all means, go and hang a Chad for Hillary Clinton. I am not okay with it. I'm a firm believer in due process, in the Fifth Amendment. In fact, I'm a firm believer in all of our amendments. Hillary Clinton, not so much. Not so much. Now, she may be in big trouble this week. They're saying you have Project Veritas. They have a video coming out. You have Anonymous says they have something. And I've heard about what they think they have. And it has to do with Bill Clinton. That's all I'm going to say. It has to do with Bill Clinton. Whether Bill Clinton's sexual deviance is already baked into this cake, I don't know. But what they said they have might not be baked in. We'll find out if they have something. And Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, the guy does a good job. Maybe he edited videos once in a while, but hey, you know what? What do you think Hollywood does? They make a movie? Just raw footage you see? No. It's all edited. Everything you see is edited. In fact, if you watch replays of Megyn Kelly or Sean Hannity or Chris Matthews or Rachel Maddow at night, that's all edited too, and that's news. Remember when they were editing statements for Donald Trump's tweets? They edited that. Anyone say anything about that? No, but James O'Keefe, he's the one. He's the big bad guy. Well, he's exposing people. But now WikiLeaks, or possibly somebody connected with WikiLeaks, Kim.com, a known hacker, may say he knows where these 33,000 deleted emails are right now, and he may have them. You'll never guess where they are. In fact, the government, it may be right under their pretty little noses. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll also go over some new state numbers. We have some new national numbers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away.
Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 in 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air, or check us out on the Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. So we're awaiting WikiLeaks, what they have. We're awaiting Project Veritas, what they may have. And we're awaiting Anonymous, what they may have. But don't think that Donald Trump will escape this unscathed. That's not going to happen. You know what's going to happen here is the Hillary campaign is going to wait for what they think is coming out. I'm sure they have an idea as well. And then they'll let that play in the cycle for about 6 hours, and then they're going to drop whatever they have on Donald Trump. We saw this play out with the Billy Bush video. They played that perfectly. WikiLeaks came to play with some stuff about the public position and the private position and all that fun stuff, and it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't even six, it was 4 hours later, whatever it was, the Billy Bush video gets released. Now, I know they were trying to get their hands on some audio from Howard Stern, and it sounds like Howard Stern isn't coughing it up. Now, I don't think Howard is a Trump supporter, but he's not coughing up the audio, so they're not going to have anything there. Now, this Kim Schmitz, whose pseudonym there or name on Twitter is Kim.com, is a hacker and says they got a bunch of stuff. In fact, they tweeted out a couple of days ago, BleachBit can't bleach it. And then on October 27th, they said, I know where Hillary's deleted emails are and how to get them legally. Are all stored in the NSA spy cloud in Utah. And then there was a picture of how they were able, I guess, to access that. Like a five-step procedure of how they were able to access these emails. So they're saying that the NSA has these emails the whole time. And that doesn't matter what you do to the computer. You can bleach bit it, set it on fire, smash it with a hammer. Doesn't matter. Already up into the cloud and in NSA. Now, this guy, Kim.com, you know, it's safe to say maybe one of the sources for WikiLeaks. And if he has Hillary's emails, it's safe to say maybe, you know, he's had all of them. Who knows? Because all of the emails we've seen so far have been from John Podesta to John Podesta, Cheryl Mills, all, nothing from Hillary, really. Very, very little from Hillary. So it's possible he's holding these back, and we'll see. And we'll get to see just how many emails about yoga and funerals and weddings and baby showers. We'll get to see. I mean, I'm curious. I mean, if you're sending that many, I guess you're a good party planner. I mean, if that's what, that's a lot. I mean, you have a lot of free time to plan parties at the Secretary of State. Well, where do you know that's kind of, that's, it's more like a part-time job, Secretary of State, or working in the State Department. Right, because Uma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, Jake Sullivan, they all had second jobs and third jobs, so working for the State Department at a high level must not be very rigorous if they're able to work for, you know, Teneo or the Clinton Foundation or this Clinton Global Initiative, whatever it is, one of the 35 foundations the Clintons have that they dole out money to avoid paying taxes, you know, that type of stuff. It must not be very rigorous if you can do all that stuff. Now, let's get quickly here. John Kasich. John Kasich, he cast his ballot, early ballot, in Ohio. Guess who he voted for? Voted for John McCain. Yeah, he wrote in John McCain. And John McCain isn't even one of the 18 certified write-in candidates in Ohio. He wasted his vote. Totally wasted it. It won't be counted. Will not be counted. That's essentially a vote for Hillary Clinton, as far as I'm concerned. Now, John Kasich, he's about as establishment as it comes. I thought he'd be a little bit more of a man, if you ask me, when he lost. I thought so. I thought he was a stand-up guy. I don't like his politics. I think he's a liberal in Republican clothing. He's a rhino of the bad rhino, R-I-N-O, to the nth degree. But I thought at least he'd put his big boy pants on and say, you know what? I signed a pledge. I will support the eventual nominee so I don't split the party up. The party I supposedly love so much, right? Because he couldn't stop talking about how many years he spent working with Ronald Reagan. That was his big debate stuff. How much of a party guy he is. And then goes back on his pledge. Not totally unexpected. He wouldn't go to the convention either. Now, there are a few people who have gone back on their pledge. Jeb Bush, low-energy Jeb. He said he will not support Donald Trump and he won't support Hillary Clinton. So what that means, I don't know. But the Bushes have pretty much washed their hands of Donald Trump. Much like Obama is doing with Hillary now, by the way. Saying the FBI is not influencing the election. He's kind of washing his hands of her. But you have guys like Ted Cruz. This was a hard-fought battle, the primary. Ted Cruz, all right, it took a little bit of time, but he came around supporting Trump now. Marco Rubio, tepid at best, but still supporting Trump. Very tepid, though. He's just saying, listen, we had an agreement, we had a pledge, and I'm going to honor it. Scott Walker, he's honoring the pledge he took. Rand Paul, he's honoring the pledge he took. Mike Huckabee, of course, big surrogate for Trump. Ben Carson, big surrogate for Trump. Chris Christie, when he's not closing down lanes of traffic on the George Washington Bridge, he is supporting Donald Trump. I joke. I like Chris Christie. I like Governor Christie. But the joke was right there. I had to take it. Had to take it. So, all right. We have, oh, also Paul Ryan. He said he voted for Trump this morning. He said he voted early, and he's out trying to get congressmen reelected and elected. But he voted for Trump. He voted a straight Republican ticket. He's saying, I believe that. I believe Paul Ryan. I believe he doesn't like Donald Trump, but he'll vote for him. But you know what? That's about what we need right now. That's about what we need. All right. We'll talk about the electoral map a little bit when we come back. We'll do, I got three states here. Not exactly swing, but interesting numbers. And the latest national polls from Rasmussen and ABC News. Boy, they've changed their tune a little bit in the last 10 days. We got a lot coming up, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time on the RWB Network.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Let's get into some numbers here. We know that early balloting, Donald Trump is pretty far ahead of where Romney was in Florida at this time, about 700,000 more early ballots than what Romney had. Nevada, he's also ahead by about 8,000 more. And North Carolina, 33,000 more Trump has than Romney had at this point. During 2012. Also worth noting that with the early balloting in North Carolina, most of your trends are showing this could go Trump, but your polls are showing this could go Hillary. It's very, very strange because you have a large decrease in black voters and young voters in early balloting this year over 2012. So they're not getting out early. They're not juiced up. They don't want to go out and vote for Hillary. That's typically, I mean, I'm generalizing, of course, but those are typically Democrat strongholders, right? The African-American vote and the young vote, and they are not submitting early ballots. So that could look good for Donald in the future, but you wonder why their sampling is favoring Hillary so much lately in their polling. So that's going to be one of those states we have to keep an eye on. North Carolina, I'm not convinced either way of how that's going to go. Now, if we look really quickly at 538.com, big liberal site, but still a lot of information there worth looking at once in a while. On Friday, they gave Trump a 16% chance of winning. By Monday, a 24% chance of winning. This morning, a 27% chance of winning. And right now, I just checked it, a 28% chance of winning. That's because there's some polls coming out today that are showing this thing really tightening up. And that's not unexpected. We see it tightening every 4 years when these polls, they swing way out and they come, you know, right back in. Internal polling for the Trump camp, they're saying that they are tied. Tied in Michigan, Wisconsin, and New Mexico. And that's what they're saying out of the Trump camp. Now, 538, they have Nevada leaning left right now. A little, you know, there are a lot of polls in Nevada that show Trump winning, but heck, not winning in the Senate. So that could be one we have to watch, too. Those votes are very important. They have Florida leaning left in this 538 website. Very, very strange, since almost every poll out of Florida now has Trump about a plus, you know, real clear average, I think plus one or plus two. He's winning a lot of those polls. They finally slid Ohio into the likely Republican category. But they have here Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, very, very heavily leaning left, which I'm not sure about that. They even have Maine's second district leaning left, which is a little odd. That's a very Republican area most times. So we'll see what happens there. Emerson, they have a Virginia, Illinois, and Maine. Not exactly toss-up states here, but Virginia should be. It's just not. He was down 3 on October 13th in this poll. He's down 4 now in Virginia. So Hillary with a 4-point lead. Picks up a point in the last 2 weeks. Illinois, he's down 12. She picked up 6 points in Illinois, according to Emerson, since September 22nd. And in Maine picking up a little bit of steam here. He was down 9 on September 7th. He's now down 4 on October 31st. So Maine is definitely one to watch. Maine, New Hampshire, they could go red. They could. I mean, it's going to be a long shot there, but it's very, very possible. Right now, Rasmussen has this thing at a tie. That's up 3 points from yesterday for Donald Trump. This is a rolling average 3 days. Mr. Aleppo at 5%, Joe Stein at 2%, 4% undecided. And actually, you have here latest numbers suggest that Hillary Clinton is losing undecided voters to Trump. Now, this is Rasmussen, typically pretty credible. Both have about 79% of their own party's support. And, of course, the ABC poll today, Trump picks up 13 points in 1 week to lead this poll by one. We knew that first poll from ABC was garbage. It was to get people out and vote in Florida the day before early voting. All right, guys, that's it for today. Hope you had a good time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day. Don't eat too much leftover Halloween candy, and I'll take any extra you have. All right, guys, until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.